This is Audible.
The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted and the startling implications for diet, by T. Colin Campbell and Thomas M. Campbell II. Key takeaways, analysis, and review. Written by Eureka Books. Narrated by Michael Pauly. Overview. The China Study by T. Colin Campbell and Thomas M. Campbell II is primarily focused on the results of an enormous survey of diet and mortality that T. Colin Campbell conducted in 65 Chinese counties. Campbell was the son of farmers who ate a largely animal-based diet. When he began studying nutrition, he worked under the assumption that the typical American diet of dairy and meat products was ideal. However, after Campbell participated in a nutrition improvement program in a region in the Philippines where children had a high incidence of liver cancer, he began to have doubts. Campbell read studies that helped him make the connection between protein consumption, the carcinogen aflatoxin, and liver cancer. Plant proteins were significantly less correlated to liver cancer growth after aflatoxin exposure. Campbell later became project director for a study that administered blood tests and health surveys to 6,500 adults across 65 Chinese counties. Among the findings was a strong correlation between blood cholesterol and diseases of affluence, including atherosclerosis, cancer, and type 2 diabetes. The correlation indicates the possibility that consumption of animal protein can cause both high blood cholesterol and high incidence of cancer and heart disease. Research conducted by nutritionists and cardiac specialists supports a plant-based diet for preventing, mitigating, and reversing a range of diseases, such as heart disease, obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and osteoporosis. Campbell arrived at 8 principles of healthy eating, which include the importance of whole plant foods over supplements or animal foods, and the limited effect of genes on health. Despite these findings, meat consumption is prevalent in affluent nations due to the extensive influence of dairy and meat industry groups in government, academic, and educational nutrition decision-making. Scientists and doctors with connections to these industries respond to health recommendations to eat fewer animal products with stubborn resistance. Important people. T. Colin Campbell. T. Colin Campbell is most well known for his work on the China Study and his advocacy of a plant-based diet. He is the Jacob Gold Sherman Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Biochemistry at Cornell University. Thomas M. Campbell II. Thomas Campbell II is the son of T. Colin Campbell, a clinical family medicine instructor at the University of Rochester School of Medicine, a board-certified family physician, and the medical director of a nonprofit organization that promotes his father's research findings. Caldwell Esselstyn, Jr. Caldwell Esselstyn, Jr. is a cardiac surgeon at the Cleveland Clinic. He ran a study on the effects of a plant-based diet on patients with heart disease and significantly decreased his patients' rate of cardiac events. John McDougall. John McDougall was the director of a hospital health center, an expert in the effects of diet on disease, and the author, with Mary A. McDougall, of the diet book The McDougall Plan. He became an outsider in the health world for his advocacy of plant-based diets. Bob Olson. Bob Olson was a leader of the National Academy of Sciences Food and Nutrition Board who had well-known ties to the egg industry. Alf Harper. Alf Harper was the General Foods Professor of Nutritional Sciences at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and a leader of the National Academy of Sciences Food and Nutrition Board who also consulted for food companies, including the dairy industry. Key takeaways. 1. Studies in mice and rats identified correlations between protein in their diets, particularly milk protein, and the development of tumors following exposure to aflatoxin, infection with hepatitis B, or other initiators. 2. A survey of health and diet across 65 Chinese counties found 8,000 statistically significant associations, particularly between cancer and blood cholesterol levels. The study thus indirectly linked cancer to animal protein consumption. 3. In addition to the China study, other research has revealed correlations between plant-based diets and the prevention, arrest and reversal of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disease, osteoporosis, and more. 4. Plant-based diets in China provide higher rates of iron, calcium, fiber, and protein, along with low rates of fat and cholesterol. Even the most sedentary Chinese in the study ate more calories than the average U.S. resident and experienced fewer health complications. 5. Other studies that have attempted to measure the relationship between fat and disease most often focus on diets that include animal protein. 6. Nutrition reductionism, the practice of isolating a single chemical or vitamin, identifying it as the sole cause of a phenomenon, and using it as a dietary supplement to bring about that phenomenon, ignores the holistic nutritional power of whole foods. 7. Industry influences in government, academia, hospitals, and schools have protected the inclusion of animal protein in government recommendations and childhood nutritional education. 8. The 8 principles of a healthy diet emphasize the importance of whole plant foods over supplements or animal foods, the limited effect of genes on health, and the capacity for a healthy diet to prevent, mitigate, or reverse any disease related to nutrition, alongside other health benefits. 9. An ideal plant-based diet includes as many whole plant foods as one wants to eat, minimal amounts of refined carbohydrates, vegetable oils, and fish, and complete avoidance of meat, poultry, dairy, and eggs. This diet plan may require a vitamin B12 or vitamin D supplement. Analysis. Key takeaway 1. Studies in mice and rats identified correlations between protein in their diets, particularly milk protein, and the development of tumors following exposure to aflatoxin, infection with hepatitis B, or other initiators. Analysis. Mice and rats are often used in testing for nutritional phenomena because their dietary needs are similar to those of humans. In a series of studies conducted in connection with his work on malnutrition in the Philippines, Campbell discovered possible links between protein consumption and various cancers in mice and rats, including aflatoxin and hepatitis B-initiated liver cancer in rats and breast cancer in mice. After the exposure that initiated the cancer, small foci tumors developed in proportion to the amount of the milk protein, known as casein, that was fed to the animals, and the tumors grew as long as the casein was fed at high levels. While an Indian study about the possible connection between protein and cancer was conducted well before the China study, it was important that Campbell's study replicated the study to further illuminate the mechanisms causing the correlation between protein and cancer. When a study can be replicated with similar findings, it provides stronger evidence of the study's validity. If replicating a study results in different findings, the initial study may have been flawed. Replications also should not be conducted by the same researchers, as expectations from previous findings can alter observations. By first replicating the Indian study, Campbell provided further evidence that its findings were legitimate. Campbell then expanded his research to eliminate possible complicating variables, such as the type of protein that the Indian study used, casein. His findings in subsequent studies using other protein types and other test animals revealed that the initial study had discovered a correlation unique to casein, not to protein in general, and that the correlation can be applied to other cancers, not just liver cancer specifically. Key takeaway 2. A survey of health and diet across 65 Chinese counties found 8,000 statistically significant associations, particularly between cancer and blood cholesterol levels. The study thus indirectly linked cancer to animal protein consumption. Analysis. The China study, as it is commonly known, was at the time the most ambitious study of nutrition and health ever performed. It identified 367 variables in tests and surveys of 6,500 adults in rural areas of China to identify the causes of wide disparities in cancer rates between different counties. The most relevant finding was the correlation between blood cholesterol and rates of cancer. Because blood cholesterol is significantly affected by consumption of animal products such as eggs and meat, it indicates relative levels of animal product consumption. Thus, The correlation between blood cholesterol and cancer rates suggests that people who eat animal products have a significantly higher likelihood of cancer. As an observational study, as opposed to a controlled experiment, the China study does not provide the sort of evidence needed to support a course of treatment for a particular disease. In order to draw prescriptive conclusions for lifestyle changes, a study requires an experimental group that would change its diet for the duration of the study and a control group that would not change its diet. Studies that do not include experimental groups and control groups cannot draw definitive connections between a particular cause and an effect. The lack of a control group in a dietary study means that researchers cannot rule out non-dietary factors, such as environmental toxins or biases introduced because the subjects had to report their own eating habits. On the other hand, a study that observes patterns in diet and health is ideal for opening new avenues of experimental research, because forming a hypothesis is the first step in the scientific method. The scientific value of the China study resides in establishing a correlation between plant-based diets and lower incidences of diseases of affluence. The 8,000 associations made in the China study each represent a testable hypothesis about the relationship between two of the 367 variables, although they may not all be practical to test if there is an obvious third factor that influences the two associated variables. Key Takeaway 3. In addition to the China study, other research has revealed correlations between plant-based diets and the prevention, arrest, and reversal of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disease, osteoporosis, and more. Analysis. A growing body of research reveals that plant-based diets may be useful in the treatment of numerous diseases other than cancer. In these studies, individuals suffering from diseases such as heart disease are switched from a standard diet to a plant-based diet chosen by the researcher. In the case of heart disease, subjects experienced a complete reversal in their heart health. Diabetics in some case studies have been able to reduce insulin injections while on plant-based diets, and obese patients have lost weight. One review of existing studies and intervention trials found that the evidence supports the use of plant-based diets to manage type 2 diabetes. And despite claims that vegetarian and vegan diets are disadvantageous for athletes, studies have shown that they are sufficient for athletes who wish to take advantage of the other health benefits of a plant-based diet. Key Takeaway 4. Plant-based diets in China provided higher rates of iron, calcium, fiber, and protein, along with low rates of fat and cholesterol. Even the most sedentary Chinese in the study ate more calories than the average U.S. resident and experienced fewer health complications. Analysis. Compared to the typical U.S. resident, someone in China is much less likely to eat meat every day and is more likely to get a larger proportion of their protein from plants. The subjects of the China study were also more likely to eat more calories and consume more nutrients such as iron and calcium despite eating less meat. They were also more likely to eat greater amounts of fiber while eating less fat and cholesterol. Even the most sedentary study subjects were likely to have lower body mass indexes, BMI, than sedentary people in the U.S. Although the rural Chinese diet involved so little meat, subjects got more than enough protein to meet their needs. And while iron deficiency is a significant problem for some Western vegans and vegetarians because sources of iron from meatless foods provide relatively low quantities of iron, China study participants seem not to have the same difficulty. A high carbohydrate, higher calorie diet like that consumed by China study participants would also appear to contradict prevailing dieting advice in the United States today, which often calls for carbohydrate and calorie restriction. However, the fact that higher caloric consumption did not cause China study subjects to gain more weight than people in the United States indicates that another factor, aside from calories or carbohydrates consumed, may be more relevant. That factor is not yet clearly known, but it may relate to an intrinsic property of plant-based foods that makes their consumption less likely to cause weight gain. Key Takeaway 5. Other studies that have attempted to measure the relationship between fat and disease most often focus on diets that include animal protein. Analysis. Some scientists have conducted studies that generalize the results of the China study to a diet involving animal foods, testing whether the results of a plant-based diet are related to lower fat intake instead of the plant foods themselves. Those fat studies have not found the same strong correlations of the plant-based studies. This is because they do not test the plant-based foods hypothesis, which suggests the many benefits of plant-based foods. They instead focus only on decreased fat intake. As an observational study, the China study does not focus on identifying reasons behind the benefits of a plant-based diet. There are many ways that plant-based proteins and animal proteins are similar, but in some ways they are different. While animal proteins are usually complete in that they contain all 9 essential amino acids, fewer plant proteins are considered complete. Nevertheless, complete plant-based proteins exist in foods such as lentils. Animal proteins are usually much denser in calories, protein, and fat, although those quantities of macronutrients can be achieved by eating the right volume of plant proteins. Consuming the adequate amount of calories, protein, and fat from a plant protein would also lead to significantly more fiber and vitamin consumption than what is contained by adequate nutrient quantities of animal protein. Whatever intrinsic property of plant proteins causes the disease reduction results seen in studies, it would be difficult to discover in studies where the subjects ate meat. Key takeaway 6. Nutrition reductionism, the practice of isolating a single chemical or vitamin, identifying it as the sole cause of a phenomenon, and using it as a dietary supplement to bring about that phenomenon, ignores the holistic nutritional power of whole foods. Analysis. Any particular whole plant food contains a wide spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients. Reductionism has the advantage of letting researchers eliminate all other factors when examining the reasons people need a particular chemical in their diets. However, the supplement industry thrives on reductionist study findings that name a specific compound, even though consuming more of that particular compound is not as beneficial as eating whole foods that include, among other benefits, that one compound. One example is the craze that surrounded the antioxidant lycopene when its benefits were discovered. Most recently, studies have suggested that vitamin D deficiency can lead to erectile dysfunction and that vitamin C kills mouse cancer cells. These reductionist studies may be beneficial for the researchers who are investigating the causes of sexual dysfunction or colorectal cancer, but news consumers often read these studies with different perspectives. Rather than reading the study and considering its citations, its funding, its authors, the publication where it appeared, whether it was peer-reviewed, whether the findings were statistically significant, and whether it can be replicated, consumers without scientific education tend not to be conscientious about the scientific soundness of the study and view the results as isolated effects. The assumption is that the studies would not have been published if scientists did not have distinct proof for appearing to endorse the use of vitamin C or D. But there is no possible way that researchers eliminated all vitamins from the diets of subjects with erectile dysfunction except for vitamin D, so they cannot know whether deficiencies of vitamin D alone led to erectile dysfunction. Key takeaway 7. Industry influences in government, academia, hospitals, and schools have protected the inclusion of animal protein in government recommendations and childhood nutritional education. Analysis. The government and health systems are the primary source of health information for consumers, but they are not necessarily publishing information that is completely without bias. The councils that create this information, and the companies assembling nutritional curricula used to educate children, often have interests in the major agricultural corporations, including beef, eggs, poultry, and dairy. Those interests prevent authorities from recommending that people cut back on meat or dairy, even if it would be beneficial. For instance, the 2010 Dietary Guidelines released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Departments of Health and Human Services still cite the 2002 Institute of Medicine macronutrient proportion recommendations that Campbell cites as problematic. Those recommendations include protein levels between 10 and 35% of calories for adults and fat levels between 20 and 35% of calories. And the USDA Nutrient Education website Choose My Plate ChooseMyPlate.com includes dairy as a recommended part of every meal. Key Takeaway 8. The 8 principles of a healthy diet emphasize the importance of whole plant foods over supplements or animal foods, the limited effect of genes on health, and the capacity for a healthy diet to prevent, mitigate, or reverse any disease related to nutrition alongside other health benefits. Analysis. 8 principles for a healthy diet emerged from the China study, which begin with the fact that nutrition involves many complex factors available in whole foods. Further, any nutrient available in animal foods is better sourced from plant foods, and vitamins and supplements are not the optimal tools for good nutrition. The China study also suggests that very little in health is solely the result of genes, that nutrition can mitigate the effects of environmental toxins, and that a healthy diet can halt or reverse disease. A diet for such disease treatment is one of general health, but its benefits extend beyond disease treatment. Most of the principles of healthy eating arising from the China study may seem like common sense. An unhealthy diet can lead to multiple negative consequences, so improving diet might lead to numerous and simultaneous benefits. For instance, someone who began a plant-based diet to lose weight may also notice better bone health, less frequent attacks of autoimmune disease, or easier management of type 2 diabetes. This person need not specialize their diet in any additional way to achieve the added benefits that are inherent in adopting a plant-based diet. Other principles claimed by the China study are more controversial, such as the limited impact of genes on disease. Of course, genetically inherited diseases exist, but how genes otherwise impact body shape, bone health, and cancer risk is still a mystery. Key Takeaway 9. An ideal plant-based diet includes as many whole plant foods as one wants to eat, minimal amounts of refined carbohydrates, vegetable oils, and fish, and complete avoidance of meat, poultry, dairy, and eggs. This diet plan may require a vitamin B12 or vitamin D supplement. Analysis. The plant-based diet emphasizes consuming whole vegetables, fruits, grains, and nuts, without restrictions based on how many carbohydrates they contain. Refined carbohydrates, such as those in white flour and processed sugar, should be minimized. So should vegetable oils and fish. Contrary to popular belief, such a diet provides plenty of iron, protein, and fat. The only things it may be missing are sufficient quantities of vitamin B12 and, for people with insufficient exposure to sunlight, vitamin D. An example meal that follows this plant-based diet would include a whole grain such as whole wheat pasta, a source of protein such as beans, tomato sauce, and kale. This meal is vegan, with minimal vegetable oils from the tomato sauce. The pasta, kale, and beans provide nutrients such as iron, and there are no refined carbohydrates because the pasta is made exclusively with whole grains. A plant-based diet that simply allows people to eat as many plants as they want is far easier to follow than one that requires carbohydrates and protein counting. Even so, a newly converted vegan or vegetarian may find it helpful to record food intake, calories, protein, and fat to ensure that the plant meals include enough necessary nutrients. Vitamin B12 is a difficult vitamin to include in a vegan diet, but it is available in fortified foods such as cereals, and many health food stores in the U.S. carry vitamin B-rich nutritional yeast flakes, the result of cultivating and then killing yeast for their deactivated form. Nutritional yeast is a yellow powder with a strong, cheesy flavor. It is high in protein and is available fortified with B12 in addition to its naturally high quantities of B1 and B2. Author style. The China Study is a scientific book that offers technical information. The mechanisms behind many health phenomena, including cancer, diabetes, and different forms of heart disease, are explained in detail. Usually, they are accompanied by analogies that should be comprehensible to readers with some amount of prior health knowledge. Readers who know little about the digestive process may find the descriptions confusing. Campbell explains some aspects of scientific studies, including statistical significance, cross-sectional snapshot studies, and the relationship between correlation and causation with sophistication, but without the use of academic terms. While he cites many studies and addresses topics such as the effect of research funding on study outcomes, he does not describe how studies are planned or the impact of factors such as sample size. The focus of the research findings is on the health of residents of the United States. While the China study was undertaken in China, the findings are not presented as having health impacts for the Chinese. The discussions of dietary recommendations and academic research is almost exclusively from the perspective of researchers in the United States. While Campbell describes himself as having initial biases toward diets that include dairy and meat products, he clearly holds the opinion that plant-based eating is preferable to omnivorous diets. He also describes many events where coworkers and other individuals in positions of power attempt to influence official proceedings to reflect favorably on meat, dairy, and eggs. Campbell does not discuss at length any data from the China study that contradicts the findings in support of a plant-based diet. He also does not give legitimacy to studies that find benefits to eating meat or dairy products, and he does not cite any research that finds weaknesses in plant-based diets. Author's perspective. T. Colin Campbell is a nutritionist who has held research positions at MIT and Virginia Tech. He is well known for the ambition of the China study and for his research on the carcinogenic effects of dioxin and aflatoxin. He is the current Jacob Gold Sherman Professor Emeritus of Nutritional Biochemistry at Cornell University. In addition to his advocacy of plant-based diets in numerous books, Campbell makes television appearances and engages in online debates and discussions on diet. His son and co-author, Thomas Campbell II, is a family practitioner and the medical director of a nonprofit organization named after his father, the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies, which continues to advance research on plant-based diets. This has been The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted and the startling implications for diet, by T. Colin Campbell and Thomas M. Campbell II. Key Takeaways, Analysis, and Review. Written by Eureka Books. Narrated by Michael Pauly. Copyright 2015 by Eureka Books. Production copyright 2016 by Eureka Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.